Love you all and God bless you.
You have just heard a message produced by the God Life Church Media. For more messages by Pastor Sotha Mapalo, visit thegodlifechurch.org or contact us on 0973-744445. 0973-744445. Remember to tune in every Tuesday at 17:30 hours on One Love Radio. God bless you.
We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net. Or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. A woman in Mansa has been raped by a truck driver. Former minister warns against attempts to hinder PF participation in 2026 general elections. In foreign news, Tanzanian president appoints daughter to cabinet. And in sports, Sichone and Chipota discharged from FA hospital. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, says in September 2025 a fraud was discovered involving over 2.2 million kwacha through the newly established internal audit processes. Speaking in a statement, ZICA President Yande Siame Mwenye says the money was embezzled over a period stretching from January 2022 before the current council was elected to now. Mrs. Mwenye says last year the current council resolved to engage an internal auditor to enhance the internal controls within ZICA, and it is as a result of this decision and the employment of the internal auditor that the fraud was discovered. She says the council resolved to report the matter to the law enforcement agencies, and the case was duly reported to the law enforcement agencies, as a result of which Mr. John Sokolo, the management accountant, was arrested, and the matter is being pursued through the courts of law. She further says the council and management have taken decisive administrative measures, which include separation with the director of finance and termination of employment of Mr. Sokolo. The president says the council and management is working to prevent any recurrence of fraud, but the discovery of the fraud shows that the decision of the council to engage the internal auditor was timely and necessary, and has called upon all members to uphold the ethical standards that define their accounts profession and to report any suspected unethical practices through the established whistleblowing channels. Prematurity remains the leading cause of newborn deaths worldwide, claiming over 900,000 lives each year, and Zambia has made progress reducing neonatal deaths from 27 to 17 per 1,000 live births, but prematurity still accounts for more than 30% of those losses, with over 15,000 babies dying within their first month. At the University Teaching Hospital's Women and Newborn Department, World Prematurity Day has been commemorated under the theme Give Preterm Babies a Strong Start for a Brighter Future. Gutbro International Zambia has donated baby hampers to mothers of premature babies, a gesture that has brought comfort, hope and encouragement to families fighting their children's survival. Speaking when receiving the donation, UTH Senior Medical Superintendent Dr. Mukatimui Kalima Munalula has thanked Gutbro and called for more support in innovation, equipment and neonatal care services to save more lives.
To the healthcare workers who hold the hold the smallest hand. Sometimes we have patients that are admitted on our wards where the doctor will say minimal handling. So it means the parents can't handle them, but the nurses and the doctors are able to hold those hands and handle the baby. Your dedication to your work brings hope to families. To our partners and supporters, thank you for working with us, and we hope that you continue to give us equipment, help us to get innovation, help us to train our staff, and also to teach the community so that the differences that we're able to make can last a lifetime.
Meanwhile, Gutbro International Zambia Head of Marketing and Public Relations, Magli Ngomba Mwila, has urged the health workers to continue serving with compassion while reaffirming the company's commitment to supporting vulnerable families.
And when you look at premature babies, they need diapers that are long-lasting and that will give them proper comfort. So this is why we joined the rest of the world to commemorate the World Prematurity Day. And apart from that, Gutbro has a vast basket, so we did bring in some juices, donated the juices for the mothers just to keep them replenished and hydrated. We brought in everything the baby needs, their body lotions, their petroleum jellies, the milks that the mother needs to feed them, because they're constantly feeding these little ones to keep them nourished. So we brought in those milks. And
Now, District Rotary Foundation Chairperson George Chimhanda has officiated at the Rotary Club of Nkwazi Fellowship meeting in Lusaka. Mr. George Chimhanda has commended the Rotary Club, which is a fundraising and charity club, for the immense contributions the club is making in the fight against diseases such as polio and malaria, as well as disaster mitigation, among others. Mr. Chimhanda has urged Rotary Club and Nkwazi Fellowship members to get involved in the Rotary Club's projects through financial contributions to the club, as well as the funds are channeled to improving the lives of the vulnerable people in society. Speaking at the same event, District 9210 Governor nominee Simon Botha says the Zambian Health Learners Project, started through Rotary Club in the nation in collaboration with American partners, and has outlived the funding of the club due to its importance and impact on society, and since been adopted by the government of Zambia and is being rolled out countrywide with great results attached to its name.
But funding through the Rotary Foundation, and that now has become what is known as Healthy Learners. In the past, I think somewhere around 2020, 2021, we over a 2-3 year period, we gave them about $350,000. And since then, they have gone on. It started as a small project, a public health project in Ngombe Township, and from there it grew to initially expand in Lusaka District, and then now it's expanding across the country, but it's now called Healthy Learners. It's a public health initiative that has been taken on by the Ministry of Education.
Still in local news, Zambia has been awarded Africa's most vibrant tourism destination 2025 at the inaugural African Impact Awards hosted by African Community Magazine in Stockholm on 15th November 2025. This prestigious recognition affirms Zambia's exceptional natural resources, rich cultural heritage, and the significant progress the country continues to make.